Chapter 3. Woe to her who is rebellious and polluted, the oppressing city. She did not obey the voice. She did not receive correction. She did not trust in the Lord. She did not draw near to her God. Her princes in the midst of her are roaring lions. Her judges are evening wolves. They leave nothing until the next day. Her prophets are arrogant and treacherous people. Her priests have profaned the sanctuary. They have done violence to the law. The Lord, in the midst of her, is righteous. He will do no wrong. Every morning he brings his justice to light. He doesn't fail, but the unjust know no shame. I have cut off nations. Their battlements are desolate. I have made their streets waste, so that no one passes by. Their cities are destroyed, so that there is no man, so that there is no inhabitant. I said, just fear me. Receive correction, so that her dwelling won't be cut off, according to all that I have appointed concerning her. But they rose early and corrupted all their doings. Therefore wait for me, says the Lord, until the day that I rise up as a witness. For my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour on them my indignation, even all my fierce anger. For all the earth will be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. For then I will purify the lips of the peoples, that they may all call on the name of the Lord, to serve him shoulder to shoulder. From beyond the rivers of Cush, my worshippers, even the daughter of my dispersed people, will bring my offering. In that day you will not be disappointed for all your doings, in which you have transgressed against me, for then I will take away out of the midst of you your proudly exulting ones, and you will no more be haughty in my holy mountain. But I will leave in the midst of you an afflicted and poor people, and they will take refuge in the name of the Lord. The remnant of Israel will not do iniquity, nor speak lies, neither will a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, for they will feed and lie down, and no one will make them afraid. Sing, daughter of Zion. Shout, Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your judgments. He has thrown out your enemy. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in the midst of you. You will not be afraid of evil anymore. In that day, it will be said to Jerusalem, do not be afraid, Zion. Do not let your hands be weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will calm you in his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. I will remove those who grieve about the appointed feasts from you. They are a burden and a reproach to you. Look, at that time I will deal with all those who afflict you, and I will save those who are lame, and gather those who were driven away. I will give them praise and honor, whose shame has been in all the earth. At that time will I bring you in, and at that time will I gather you, for I will give you honor and praise among all the peoples of the earth, when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord.